The report, State of the Nation Eye Health 2017, is published by R&IB and High Street Optician Specsavers and is a benchmark of Britain's current eye health. R&IB and Specsavers have been working together since 2016 to raise awareness of the importance of eye health at every level and help prevent avoidable sight loss. This year, well-known TV personality Anne Robinson is supporting R&IB and Specsavers as an eye health ambassador, and she joins me now to discuss some of the key findings. And first of all, thank you very much indeed for joining us. Can I ask you, what made you get involved in this in the first place?
Because of the family history. First of all, my lovely Irish godfather lost an eye through cancer, and it really robbed him of the pleasure, his greatest pleasure, which was following horse racing and studying the form in the Racing Post. And what I now know is that science has progressed sufficiently that if he'd been having eye tests every 2 years, that need never have happened. He could have had his sight, because 50% of eye loss is avoidable. And it seems such a shame, and also so important that the message is out there. Also, my dad, who was a schoolteacher and retired, and he struggled more and more with reading, to the extent that he got a magnifying glass, and he came down to London, and I hadn't appreciated how bad it was, and he said to me, I think I'd like a new pair of specs. And in fact, I took him to my optician, who found he had two cataracts, and they were very easily removed. And, you know, that shaped the rest of his life. It transformed things for him. And, you know, getting involved in this campaign, there's a lot of things I didn't know or didn't really think about, that an optician is not just helping you choose whether to have the green pair or the yellow pair of glasses, but also it really is a window into your sight, and there might be things happening to you that you won't know about that he can spot by you having an eye test, to do with high blood pressure, heart disease, all sorts of things that won't be obvious to you because you'll have no symptoms.
Well, of course, that's very true. It's one of the things we say regularly on the station. It's not just your actual eye health that's getting tested when you go to the opticians. There's so many other conditions, as you're explaining, and that can be picked up. Can I ask you, just going a little bit more into the details of your own family's particular history, what kind of effect did that have on you yourself as a person, and what kind of steps did you take to make sure that your own eye health is as good as possible?
Well, I have to say, Ian, I accepted my father's problem simply because he was in his late 70s. And my godfather, I suppose I really didn't know that it was avoidable, that he needn't have lost his eye through cancer if he'd been treated a long while before. And that's why I wanted to join this campaign and become an ambassador for the R&IB, simply because of I knew how much it had meant to him and how his life changed so radically because of the loss of sight.
One statistic that stands out immediately in this report that's been produced is that a quarter of people are ignoring the first signs of sight loss, despite not being able to see as well in the distance or close up as they used to be. When you really think about it, that is such a frightening statistic as well, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's to do, isn't it, often to do with people's dignity, because I think my sight got worse in my late 40s, early 50s. And, you know, how many people do you see holding a piece of paper far away and saying, I must get a pair of glasses? You see, that's it. They don't say, I must have an eye test. They say, I must get a pair of specs. And, you know, it is pushing you into a lot of danger. One of the things the report that's out says that more people are worried about their boiler and having their boiler checked than their eyes. That there's nothing wrong with my boiler. I need to make that clear, Ian. But I will go out and buy a handbag or a pair of shoes rather than go to the opticians. And that's not right.
No, it's definitely not. I mean, that's another true astounding fact that comes from this report, that people put their boiler's health before their own eye health. Half of UK adults have their boiler service once a year, but half of UK adults last had their eyes tested more than a year ago, if indeed at all. And yeah. Of course, the report also says, Anne, that one in four women are set to develop sight loss in their lifetime, compared with one in eight men. So the message needs
longer.
To get through. That's true. You live longer, and you live longer, and perhaps you need your eyes more as well.
Yes, yeah, possibly, because we're much sharper, obviously. Yes, I know. You know, I don't know why we didn't know all. I didn't know all this and realise the importance. Even with the experience I'd had with my dad, just I can remember now standing in the optician with him, and hearing this news. He had two cataracts, and I felt I should have been looking after him. And certainly as a granny now with two grandchildren, you know, after the age of three, my small shouty people should be having their eyes tested.
Of course, absolutely. If I can finish then, Anne, by saying to you, what would your advice be to the general public as regards this report, which is released today, Thursday? You obviously don't want anyone's eyes to be their own particular weakest link.
No, I mean, I'm not one for giving out opinions, Ian, but I would say that it's vitally important. I mean, really, because you're not just seeing whether you can read a chart, you know, halfway down or three quarters of the way up. What you're doing is finding out if your whole health is okay.
And is this something you would like to stay involved in and do even more work with RNIB and Specsavers?
Yeah, I hope I can help the RNIB, and just because the cost to the NHS, the cost to each of us, you know, sight is the thing we'd least like to lose. And you don't think about it when all you're doing is holding the newspaper a bit further away. You don't think, I need to be sensible. And as a mum, you know, I need to make sure my children have got all the opportunities to be healthy that are possible. And that includes having regular eye tests.
Broadcaster and TV personality Anne Robinson, thank you very much indeed for talking with us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Ian.
Broadcaster and TV personality Anne Robinson talking there about today's State of the Nation Eye Health Report. RNIB and Specsavers believe that the eye health crisis will continue to worsen and patient sight will be at ever-increasing risk unless political leaders and senior decision-makers in health and social care throughout the UK make eye health a priority.